नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासम् ततो जयामुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भगवती उत्तमा श्लोके भक्तिरा भवती नैष्ठिकी भक्तिरा भवती नैष्ठिकी। ग्रंथराज श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 6 चैप्टर 16 एंटाइटल्ड किंग चित्र केतु मीट्स द लॉर्ड श्लोक नंबर 22। सो वी विल रिसाइट द श्लोक। बिफोर दैट वी विल गेट फेमिलराइज्ड विद द श्लोक बाय रिसाइटिंग द वर्ड्स इन द श्लोक। यस्मिन् इदं यता च इदं तिष्ठति अप्येति जायेति मृत्यमायेषु एव मृतजातिः तस्मिन् ते ब्रह्मणे नमः। यस्मिन् इदं यताश्चेदम् यस्मिन् इदं यताश्चेदम् तिष्ठति अप्येति जायते तिष्ठति अप्येति जायते मृण्मायेषु इव मृजजाति मृण्मायेषु इव मृजजाति तस्मै ते ब्राह्मणे नमः तस्मै ते ब्राह्मणे नमः। यस्मिन् इदं यताश्चेदम् तिष्ठति अप्येति जायते मृण्मायेषु इव मृजाति Tasmai te brahmane namah. Yashmenidam yatachedam tishtate apyati jayate. Mirnamayesho ivas mirjate tasmaite brahmane namaha. Yashmenidam yatachedam tishtati apyati jayate. Mirnmaya shuivasma jati tasmaite brahma. Matajis, Vaishnavis, so word to word meaning. Yashmin, in whom. Idam, this. Cosmic manifestation. Yataha, from whom. Cha, also. Idam, this. Cosmic manifestation. Tishtati, stands. Apyeti, dissolves. Jayate, is born. Mritmayeshu, in things made of earth. In things made of earth. Eva, like. Mritta jati, birth from earth. Tasmai, unto him. Te, you. Brahmane, the supreme cause. Namaha, respectful obeisances. Translation and purport. By His Divine Grace, Abhay Charana Ravinda Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. As pots made completely of earth are situated on earth after being created and are transformed into earth again when broken, this cosmic manifestation is caused by the Supreme Brahman. Situated in the Supreme Brahman and annihilated in the same Supreme Brahman. Therefore, since the Supreme Lord is the cause of Brahman, let us offer him our respectful obeisances. Purport. The Supreme Lord is the cause of the cosmic manifestation. He maintains it after creation. And after annihilation, the Lord is the reservoir of everything. From God to God. Everything is coming from God and going back to God. So, small purport. Om Jnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha. Shri Chaitanya Manu Abhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kada Mayam Dadati Svapadantikam. Vandeham
Nama Shri Guru Shri Yuta Pada Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagra Jatam Sahagana Raghunatham Nitam Tam Sajivam Sadavaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamcha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tat Kanchana Gorangi Radha Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Ari Priye Pancha Kalpataru Vyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhaevacha Patita Nama Pavne Bhyo Vaishnave Bhyo Namo Namaha Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Guratvishay Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivashadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
By the grace and mercy of Their Lordships, Shri Shri Radha Ras Bihari Ji, Shri Shri Sitaram Lakshman Bhakta Hanuman Ji, Shri Shri Gaur Nithai Ji. Today, we are getting shelter under His roof and service at Their Lordship's lotus feet. Of all kinds of fruits we get in the human birth, the association of devotees and to hear and speak about the glories of the Lordship is the greatest and the topmost fruit. So that association of devotees and hearing the glories of the Lordship in association of the devotees, we are getting by the mercy of their Lordships. Definitely, this mercy is coming through the most merciful servant of their Lordships, Srila Prabhupada Ji. Therefore, I would like to offer my thousands and thousands of prostrated humble obeisances unto the lotus feet of His Divine Grace Abhaychana Aravind Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ji and also to all the Vaishnava devotees of the Lord assembled here. I pay my humble obeisances and pray that the little service which I am trying to do pleases Prabhupada, Guru and Vaishnavas. With this, we'll proceed towards today's class. The topic for today's class is the 22nd slok from the 6th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, the pastimes of King Chitraketu. And also to talk about the ongoing marathon. So just in nutshell, let us see the sequence in which the pastime is proceeding. You all are aware of the pastime, but in nutshell, in the fifth canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, there is the description of hell, the 28 kinds of hell, in which the living entities are suffering, and hearing the sufferings of all the living conditioned souls in the hell, King Parikshit, who is full of compassion, asks, what is the reason living entities are suffering in the hell? Please tell me how they can be delivered. And Sukhdev Goswami Maharaj ji goes on by telling many kinds of ways by which one can save himself from hell. But King Parikshit is not satisfied. He says, this is like an elephant taking bath and again rolling in sand. Manye kunjara sochavat. Taking bath, again getting dirty. All these things are not enough. All this prayaschit, the atonement which is being shown, is not enough. It's like purifying the contaminated soul and again contaminating the soul. Purifying contamination. That's what is going on. Tell me something which is sure shot. Remove all the contamination from the consciousness. And then Srila Sukhdev Goswami Maharaj says that this contamination can go only by serving the Supreme Personality of Godhead, which is the topmost of all the atonement. Just like it is said, Krishna Surya Saman Maya Hai Andhakar. Once we engage in Krishna conscious activities, automatically all the darkness, ignorance of ignorance will go away. So this is the description of hell in the fifth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. And Srila Sukhdev Goswami Maharaj goes on in the sixth canto with the pastime of Ajamila, the pastime of Vrittasur, and the pastime of Diti. It is very wonderful to see this, that Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita that there are three doors for hell, the three doorways to hell. That is lust, anger, and greed. People say that we don't see hell. Hame pata nahi nark hota hai ki nahi hota hai. We don't know whether there is hell or not. Then Krishna says, don't worry. I cannot show you hell, but I can show you the doors to hell. If somebody is lusty, somebody is angry, somebody is greedy, understand that he is knocking the door for hell. The door will open, he can proceed to hell. So Krishna says that. And I want Arjuna, please give up lust, anger, and greed. And similarly, Sukhdev Goswami Maharaj is depicting very nicely, talks about the pastimes of Ajamil, where Ajamil is full of lust even at a very old age. But by taking up Krishna consciousness, he is delivered. We'll see in the case of King Chitraketu, Pritasur, that he is in too much of greed. He got married not to one queen, two queens. You all heard, you must have heard that he got married to millions and millions of queens. More than what Krishna married. He married more than 1 million, I think 1 lakh. Correct? 1 crore. 1 crore. 1 crore wives. But he was greedy. He wanted one son. But 1 crore wives could not give him son. He was greedy. That greed was seen marrying 1, 2, 3, 4 on and on. 1 crore. So that was greed. But by taking shelter of a spiritual master and practicing Krishna consciousness, he is delivered. And Diti, she is full of anger, hatred. Indra is cause of the death of my two sons, Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha. They are apple of my eyes. My dear sons were killed because of Indra. I will kill him. That was the anger. But we see very nicely how she is guided into Krishna consciousness and she is delivered. So lust, anger and greed, these three pastimes are depicted to these three wonderful devotees. At the same time, in the sixth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, there is also the pastime of Daksha. The same Daksha who in fourth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam committed offense at the lotus feet of a great Vaishnava, Lord Shiva. In the sixth canto, he again takes birth and he again commits offense at the lotus feet of another great Vaishnava, that is Narad Muni, but he is not delivered. The sixth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam talks about three devotees in their life before becoming devotee were into lust, anger and greed but were delivered. Also talks about Daksha. He actually also sees the Lord face to face but he is not delivered. Here we can understand that if we are sinful but we are sincere in Krishna consciousness, we will be delivered. But Daksha, he was Krishna conscious, but he offended Vaishnavas, therefore he was not delivered. And Sukhdev Goswami Maharaj further doesn't go to speak about Daksha. He says it's because of that offenses. So the lesson to be learned is that we should be sincere in our practice of Krishna consciousness. We will be definitely delivered. The Srimad Bhagavatam talks about devotees of the Lord. The word Srimad Bhagavatam means, Srimad means beautiful. Bhagavatam means God's devotees. Srimad Bhagavatam does not mean about Krishna or about God, about Bhagwan. It is about Bhagwan's bhaktas, devotees. Srimad Bhagavatam. It is Srimad Bhagavatam, not Srimad Bhagavatam. It is Bhagavatam. Like Vasudev's son is Vasudev. Vasudev. It is not Srimad Bhagavatam, it is Srimad Bhagavatam. Right from the first canto to the 10th canto to the 12th canto, we see Srimad Bhagavatam is talking about the devotees of the Lord. In the first canto, it talks about Suta Goswami and Shonak Rishi. Talks about Vyasdev and Narad Muni. Talks about King Parikshit and the Pandavas. The second canto again goes on Lord Brahma. In the third canto it talks about Kardama Muni and Devati Mata. So there is a Niti in the Shastras, Niti Shastra. That's a wonderful code. It says that Gramam Gachet Trinam Sprich sparshat. Gramam gachat. If you go to the village, gramam gachat. Trinam sparshat. If you go to the village, the activity is going to the village. Gramam gachat. Going to the village. Trinam sparshat. Automatically we will touch the grass. Thereby, just by talking about the devotees, automatically the talk of God will also come. So the Bhagavatam is not about Krishna, it is about Krishna's devotees. But by talking about Krishna's devotees, automatically the talk of Krishna will also come. Chitraketu is so greedy that he was not hearing the talk of his spiritual master Parvat Rishi and Narad Rishi. But when he found that his son, the only son who was born, Harshashoka, he will be the cause of happiness and distress. He left his body, then he was crying, and Narad Rishi is talking through that small child and tells that, my dear father, you are telling you are my father, but you are my witch father. He gets the shock of his life. He says, which father? I am your father. But which father? I had many, many millions and millions of fathers and mothers. As there are number of sand in the earth, so many and more births I have taken and so many fathers I had. Just the boy, little boy said this, Chitraketu understood that yes, even I have taken so many births. And he says that in this lifetime I am seeing Narad Rishi and Parvat Rishi here. Let me go back home, back to Godhead. Then Chitraketu says, yes, even I should go back home, back to Godhead. Otherwise, birth and death, so many times, so many fathers, so many mothers. Punarapi jananam, punarapi maranam, punarapi janani jatari sayanam. Then he gets sense and he takes shelter of Narad Muni, and beautiful verses are recited by Narad Muni. These are the prayers which is taught by Narad Rishi. This is the third in the sequence. Correct, Tisra Slok hai. So it is third in the sequence, and Narad Rishi quotes very nicely. He starts this. Om Namo Tubhyam Bhagavate Vasudevaya Dhimahi Pradyumnaya Aniruddhaya Nama Shankar Shanayam Namo Vignam Matraya Paramananda Murtaye Atma Ramaya Santaya Nivritte Dayata Drishtaye. So in this way the prayer starts. This is the fourth in the sequence. And all these prayers, we can find six things which Bhaktivinoda Thakur says. Shadvida Sharnagati Hobe Jar Tara Pratna Sune Nanda Kumar. We pray to the Lord. Means, obviously all devotees are praying to the Lord. Definitely Sri Sri Radha Ras Bihari ji is listening, but I am saying I pray to the Lord, but the Lord does not see the six kind of lakshans of surrendership. Sometimes he hears but does not reciprocate. But definitely you devotees, whenever you all pray, you all show the six kind of qualities. Shadvida Sharnagati Ho bejar tara prarthna sune Nandakumar Anukulacha sankalpa pratikulacha varjanam Rakshas iti Vishvasho gopatritve Atma nikshepa Karpanya shadvida sharnagati lakshanam. So these are the six things seen in the devotee's prayer. And in this prayer also we see Narad Rishi is showing all kinds of respect to the Lord. Whatever is favorable for Krishna consciousness is being accepted. Whatever is unfavorable is rejected. We take shelter in the lotus feet of the Lord. The Lord is going to protect us. And that is the mood of being humble and surrendership. And therefore the Lord will be pleased. And within 7 days, Chitraketu, just by fasting and drinking water, will see the results in 7 days. And within few days, he gets into the association of the Lord's and into the service of the Lord. That is the power of this wonderful prayers. So the prayers should be done in the mood of surrendership, sharanagati. So with this, sharanagati, the Lord will definitely hear and receive procate, which is what the Lord is doing with all of you. And I pray at your lotus feet that be a little merciful so that the Lord can pray, listen to my prayers also. So the compassion in Parikshit Maharaj, we see how the living entities are suffering because of lust, anger and greed. And the solution is Krishna consciousness, which we see in the 6th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam. Lust, greed and anger. Here we see greed, but it is cured by taking up Krishna consciousness. The compassion should go on. That's why Srila Prabhupada has the compassion which is there in the devotee, we see, is flowing. By taking part in the book's marathon, we can actually showing the compassion which Krishna has got, which Prabhupada has got to the living entities. By giving these books, we will help those living entities overcome lust, anger and greed and take up Krishna consciousness, go back home, back to Godhead. I remember books marathon was on, it was many years ago. Sadhu Maharaj used to come. Now Sadhu Maharaj, previously he was Nayanaranjan Prabhu. So he quoted once, very nice thing, statutory warning, like we have statutory warning, Savdhan. Dumrapan karna sahast ke liye hanikarak hai. Statutory warning. Not taking part in books marathon in December is harmful, dangerous for our spiritual and material life. So it was very alarming. So that year I took part in this marathon. After a few years, maybe 2 or 3 years, I thought, what is this distributing books? But Krishna said, by reading and studying analytically, I am serving with my intelligence, worshipping with my intelligence. Oh, distribution is okay. So in the month of marathon, I thought, this month I will study Bhagavad Gita, worship with my intelligence. But what happened? Being conditioned, a soul of this Kali Yuga, I cheated my own self. I neither distributed books nor studied Bhagavad Gita. The next year was it was very dangerous for me. My physical health went for 6. I got jaundice, malaria, jaundice, then typhoid. This was around 6 years ago. Then I was trying to see what went wrong. Then I understood. Last year in December, I did not take part in books marathon. I did not give importance to that statutory warning. Not taking part in books marathon in December is harmful for our spiritual and material, both the lives. According to our karmas, many dangers are awaiting. But by taking part in Krishna consciousness, by taking part in distribution of books by Srila Prabhupada, all these dangers will be kicked and we can have a smooth road back home, back to Godhead. And those devotees who took part in distribution of Bhagavad Gita's, glories are waiting for them. Glories are waiting for them. Just I will take two more minutes and I will. In Srimad Bhagavatam, Jai Shri Shri Radha Ras Bihari Ji Ki Jagannath Shri Shri Sitaram Lakshman Bhaktanuman Ki Shri Shri Gaur Nithai Ki. In Srimad Bhagavatam it said, Shushru Shraddhanasya Vasudeva Kataruchi. Shat Mahat Sevaya Vipra Punya Tirtha Nisevate. Beautiful sloka. Says by serving the great devotees like Srila Prabhupada, Punya Tirthas, the service to them is Mahat Seva, big Seva. One can achieve Vasudeva Kata Ruchi. Ruchi is definitely required for us. Ado Shraddha Tata Sadhu Sang. We have to attain Prem. So the Ruchi will come by serving such great Vaishnavas. Distributing book, such a great service. I have seen those devotees who have served in books distribution, they have received the wonderful Vasudeva Kata Ruchi. All of you all eagerly hearing, that shows the Ruchi, because you all have done wonderful book distribution, that's why you all got this Ruchi. We are seeing in our contemporary time, like we hear that devotees, like Gauranga Prabhu, we said, wow, nice katha he does, or Radhesham Prabhu, or Kamal Lochan Prabhu, or also we hear Lal Govind Prabhu or Kundal Krishna Prabhu. We say, wow, katha ruchi, katha. People gather. But we should understand that before this, as devotees, they distributed lots and lots of books. Like Nayanaranjan Prabhu used to guide Radhesham Prabhu and Gaurang Prabhu to distribute books. They distributed books. And Kamal Lochan Prabhu used to distribute books before as a marine engineer. And he came as a devotee. So we see they got Ruchi. I also remember that in Radha Giridhari temple, we started marathon in 96. We distributed 5,000 Bhagavad Gitas. Then later on, our congregation, Gujarati congregation, like Lohitaksh Prabhu and Kundal Krishna Prabhu and all of them distributed books in 20,000s and thousands. And later on we see, suddenly they also develop Ruchi for Katha. And they are doing well. So, we should understand that Syat Mahat Sevaya Vipra. This service is a great service because it's service for Srila Prabhupada. And if we do this book distribution sincerely, definitely we will get the Vasudeva Kataruchi and our life will be successful. So, let us take the book marathon by Srila Prabhupada very seriously. And please, Srila Prabhupada, and let us be careful not to do the mistake which I did many years ago by taking this marathon very lightly. It will be very, very harmful or dangerous. With these few words, I thank all of you for giving me an opportunity. I thank Asim Krishna Prabhu. Asim means unlimited. And Krishna Prabhu. For giving me this opportunity, Asim Krishna is, Prabhu is showering Asim Kripa. I think I was talking to him. I was saying that by mistake, instead of calling Kamal Lochan Prabhu, he must have called me. So thank you for patiently hearing and tolerating me. Hare Krishna, Dhanyavad, Evam Sadhuvad. Srila Prabhupada Ki, Srila Prabhupada Books Marathon Ki.